The award-winning Ryan Ermani in JR Afternoon. Can you imagine this? I can't imagine it. Do you know how many people are running for governor that are on the ballot? On the ballot for governor in the great state of California?
It's something absurd.
61. 61 candidates.
So you win with 4% of the vote then?
I don't know. It's just crazy. And the whole race for mayor is fascinating. I mean, how could you reelect the mayor that failed the people so tremendously? But it's just, it's fascinating to watch. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell had a little history of her own recently. She broke her record of at least 30 years up on Mackinac Island for the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. She had to work her other job as United States Congresswoman of Michigan's 6th District. And Debbie Dingell, I've said it before on the air, Congresswoman, that's where we first met many years ago, and you were missed.
I couldn't believe I wasn't there, to tell you the truth. I missed seeing people, the connecting, the talking about issues. And, you know, we were talking about another very important issue, the presidential nominating system and what states will go first and how you make sure that the issues that matter in November are the ones that candidates are talking about early. And I worked 5 straight days on that and missed Mackinac. And I hope I don't miss Mackinac again for a long time.
Well, we hope not to. You are the great facilitator and conciliator. You bring people together because you want to work with both sides. Don't get me wrong. There's never a doubt you're a strong Democrat and all that. But you do try to work with other people. And you have worked with other people being Republicans and independents. But a couple of quick stories. One that affects Detroit and Michigan. Your quick thought. I mean, this is brand new news. But we have Bill Pulte, who used to be on our show a lot. Of course, his family is, he's the grandson of the founder of Pulte Group, one of the country's largest home builders. And he's been chosen to take, at least preliminarily, Tulsi Gabbard's place.
So I have to, look, I'm always honest on the show.
I know.
Quite frankly, was surprised. You know, the Pulteys are long-standing Michigan family. I even have in-laws in there somehow with my brother-in-law married to my sister and her cousin. But, you know, I do think it's one of the most important jobs we have in this country, keeping us safe.
Acting Director of National Intelligence, right?
And that's what that job is. You kind of wish you had somebody in the job that had experience in national security, in diplomacy, and other skills. We'll see how he does. He who's tried to be very political in some ways, going after another Michigander, by the way, on the Fed board. And, you know, we'll see. But I think that, quite frankly, in terms of our national security and keeping our country safe, that is one of the most important jobs we have.
And this is the way the president does this and can just appoint him. He's acting director of national intelligence. If formally nominated, Bill will have to be confirmed by the Senate to hold the position full time. And it might also be why the president is suggesting that Bill Pulte will continue as the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency while he's acting director of national intelligence. But as you point out, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, it's a pretty important position that needs to be a full-time position, I think, especially given what's going on in the world today. Here's a couple of quick questions, and you're very close to all these folks in Washington. And that is, we were talking earlier that we do not generally see President Trump backing down from a fight with a judge or anyone else, yet he seemingly very uncharacteristically has backed down from when they told him he can't have his name on the Kennedy Center and that he's not going to get that $1.8 billion lawfare fund. Have you noticed he just kind of said, oh, okay. I mean, in a sense, for him, that's kind of how he's saying it.
So I'm going to say several things. One, it is not in his nature to say, okay. And it is not really clear where we are on the, it's actually the 1.776, 19,
right.
or 1776,
right.
I mean, I think that as we get ready to do the reconciliation bill, as we come back this week, both Republicans, not Democrats, who do feel equally strongly, but Republicans in both the House and Senate want to ensure that that fund does not have a life. It is not going to come back in some way. It really is not. I mean, the fact that we would want to pay convicted people that had been convicted, they've had their due process for assaulting a policeman and then giving them money is not okay.
No.
It is not ethical. It is not. You just can't defend it. So I want to see how that plays out this week, because I know the Republicans in both houses that won't believe that it's really not going to happen until we have ensured that it is not in legislation, not going to happen. And I think the Kennedy Center, much to the detriment of the Kennedy Center itself, is going to end up in the court. So I would, he said, let's turn it back over to Congress, but I haven't really seen this. And this is President Trump, and we'll see how both of these issues play out.
Very quickly, I know the music's playing, but you have been in Washington longer than most, and you know Dr. Jill Biden. You knew Joe Biden, and I think you were good friends. Her book is being released today. Would you have suggested to her to maybe not release that book? Look what she's going through right now, The View from the East Wing, a memoir. What's that?
The interviews she is doing are very difficult to watch. It's really difficult. It's just a very sad, difficult situation.
Didn't anyone around her tell her this is how it was going to go?
I don't know, Paul W. I just don't know. But it is difficult to watch. She's going to be in Ann Arbor in June, by the way. So.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, she's making the book tour, but I'm telling you, and I know that I know your love for John, the late, the great Congressman John Dingell, and if you saw him on stage and you thought he was having a stroke, you would rush right up there and get him off that stage and get him medical attention immediately. She's looking very bad about that.
These interviews are very difficult to watch when you know people, and that's all I can say. It's very difficult to watch.
Okay. Everything else going all right with you? I didn't get to catch up with you because for the first time, as I say, you weren't up on Mackinac. We usually have off-the-record, wonderful personal conversations as your big brother.
Paul W., this country's tired. They're worn down. We have the 250th birthday, and I hope we can come together as Americans and celebrate our rich history and remember that there's far more that unites us than divides us. And that's what my next month is focused on.
From your lips to God's ears. Thank you, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Always a pleasure. Thank you.